Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text today is the first part of the gospel lesson today, the parable, and the meaning that Jesus tells us after the parable. He also said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager.' The manager said to himself, 'What shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses.' So summoning his master's debtors, one by one, he said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, 'How much do you owe?' He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwelling.'" So far, our sermon text. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would set us apart as sons of righteousness, set us apart from this world for yourself. We pray today that you would sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Fellow redeemed in Christ, I'm wondering if you remember back when you were little, if you remember that fairy tale, Rumpelstiltskin. I love that just because of the name, I think. Rumpelstiltskin was a little imp who had the ability to turn straw into gold. And I don't want to go into the whole fairy tale with you, but I just want you to keep that picture of Rumpelstiltskin before you, because, strangely enough, we Christians can do something very much like what Rumpelstiltskin was supposedly able to do. We can turn straw into gold. We can turn worthless things into things that have real, lasting value. Have you ever thought about this? All this stuff around us, we can take concrete and asphalt and glass and metal and paper and wood and all of these things around us that are just ultimately going to turn into forgotten dust. We can take all of those things and make them into things that have an eternal impact. Think about that for a moment. It's like spinning straw into gold. God has given us this ability, and it's not magic. It's the working of his power according to his will through us. And God has entrusted us with the job of using this power for his kingdom's work. He has given us the job of managing this precious ability, turning straw into gold. Now, in our sermon text today, Jesus introduces a manager, a steward, someone who is in charge of other people's property. Now, whenever Jesus speaks a parable, he always has in mind a particular point, and that point is what the whole parable revolves around. And you'll see that as we look at the parable of the shrewd manager. Jesus spoke this parable, and then in the ninth verse of this chapter, he tells us what the parable means, the point that he was driving to in that parable. We are to be shrewd. Shrewd in managing what we currently have. We are to have a plan that recognizes our mistakes, our sins, recognizes the mess that we human beings have made of everything, and then shrewdly uses the resources that our master has placed at our disposal. Unlike the manager in the parable, though, we're not to shrewdly use material things to save our own necks, but rather to help others, to forgive others their debts on behalf of our gracious Master, our Lord, the God of heaven and earth. Jesus reminds us of three things. First of all, that there will be an accounting, a day of reckoning, if you will. God wants you, like this manager, to take a moment and review what you've done with the blessings that he's given you. The time, the material things, the wealth, your abilities, your life. And he would have you and me review the plans that we have made to shrewdly put these blessings to use in his kingdom. You've been given the ability to take these temporary things around you, the straw, the grass that grows up one day and then the wind blows over it and it withers and it's burned up in the fire the next. The stuff of your earthly life, you can take this mundane stuff and turn it into spiritual gold. Stuff that has eternal results. People who are so precious to God that he gave his one and only son for them to live that perfect life and die for them on the cross. Well, those people then can be saved. Saved by God through our efforts and our offerings, our abilities. Some of you are stewards of earthly wealth. Maybe you worked very hard during your life to put all of that together. But you also know, that it is the Lord who gave you the increase. He bids you to use your wealth wisely. Some of it is for family responsibilities that God has given you. Some of it is for your community responsibilities, for your employees. Some of it is for God's work. Think on that great sacrifice of our Lord for you and your neighbors. And let that be your guide. Some of you are stewards of earthly skills. Maybe you're able to talk to people on the telephone. Maybe you're a good organizer. Maybe you have the ability to swing a hammer with good effect, or mop the floor, or clean. Whatever your abilities, you can turn your time and effort toward eternally significant things. Some of you have the ability, which I envy, to take little squiggles on a piece of paper and turn it into praises toward God, praises of music. Some of you are more capable of using your tongues to confess before the world that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, our Savior. Not only do we together as a congregation have all of these blessings in abundance, we've been given the right, and the power, and the command to use these things for eternal purposes. Go and preach the good news to all creation, Jesus said. Make disciples of the nations. Baptize. Teach whatsoever things he has commanded us. Give of your first fruits to the God who gave himself for you. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Sing the new song of his praises. The whole Bible is filled with this. All these things God has commanded, and we will be summoned to give an accounting to him. Are you ready? If the accounting If the accounting that God should do were on the basis of what I've done or what you've done, then our reactions should be very much like that manager. Oh no, what am I going to do? I've messed up. I am an unworthy servant. I've misused and abused all these blessings that the Lord has placed into my hands. I don't use everything in service to him and my neighbor. And there's nowhere else for me to go in all creation. Thank God. Thank God for Jesus' merciful words of truth and wisdom that tell us of the grace of our Lord. Though he is not pleased with sin, ever, his own Son did everything right. And because he died for you and me on the cross, God credits that righteousness of his to us as though we ourselves had done that. As though we ourselves were perfect. I haven't been spinning straw into gold. I've been laying up much of it for myself. And I think we all would feel that way if we thought about how we're using our lives. We're hoarding it. But think about this. The only one for whom hoarding straw is a dream is a cow. It's not fitting for the co-heirs of Christ, for the children of God to think this way. No, as Paul says, all this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, but entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. You and I, we know the truth about the things of this world, that they're quickly passing away. And even if sometimes we forget it in our weakness, even if sometimes we insist on untruth or foolishness, we know the truth deep down in our hearts. All the world and everything it values is soon going to be gone. Every last bit of it. What will this straw matter? What will matter is whether we are shrewd managers. It will matter not for us, though. We've been forgiven. All our sins have been washed away in the blood of Christ. We stand before God already, citizens of the heavenly places. No, it won't matter for us so much as it will matter for the other people out there. People who don't know Christ yet. People who don't know his forgiveness. People who don't know his grace and goodness. In our weakness, we sometimes feel that there's not going to be enough for us. And we fear, and we fret, and we worry ourselves. When we do that as a congregation, all of our efforts turn inward toward our own comfort, making this place as nice for us as possible. But what does this ultimately profit us? What does it profit the kingdom of God? God gives us what we need. Our catechism reminds us to confess this with these words. I believe that God made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still preserves them. That he richly and daily provides me with food and clothing, home and family, property and goods, and all that I need for this life, to support this body and life. That he protects me from all danger, guards and keeps me from all evil. And all this purely out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me, for all which I am duty bound to thank and praise, to serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. So what will we miss out on? If we turn our attention outward to the people who need to hear Christ, what are we going to miss out on? Well, we might miss out on instant gratification, that spiritual junk food. Maybe we won't feel so up all the time. Selfish desires. Well, that's sinful poison. The comfort zone. We all know it's not going to last. Pride. Well, that's the very stench of death. We'll miss out on these things. But we'd rather not have them anyway, at least when we're thinking straight. No, dear Christians, let us instead spin all this straw into gold. Let us speak the truth in love to this community. Let us use our time and our talents, our energy, even our very lives in service, following our Savior in His service to us. And all the while, let us be glad in the joyful works that He has given us to do, remembering that it is by grace, through faith, that we have been saved, and this is not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. So, fellow redeemed, be as Rumpelstiltskin. Turn that straw into gold. Amen. Please rise. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, guard and keep your minds and hearts into everlasting life. Amen.